Last night, people gathered at Bible Baptist Church in Beaver Dam for a vigil. They lit candles and prayed for Sophia's safe return home.
Are you looking for a seasonal job and like being in the great outdoors? Brittany Merlot has more information you may want to know.
The Wisconsin DNR is inviting us to apply to their seasonal staff positions at state parks, forests, trails, and recreation areas. The seasonal work typically begins in the spring and runs through the fall. The DNR is looking for seasonal workers across the state for positions like park rangers, natural resource educators, and groundskeepers. If you're interested, you can find out more information on the seasonal postings and submit your application online.
Early voting for Wisconsin's February 18th primary election officially got underway on Tuesday. Voters can cast their absentee ballot in person, depending on clerk office hours in your municipality. Early voting for the spring primary will close on February 16th. The primary features one statewide race for superintendent of schools, as well as various local elections. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
More trade deals by the Bucks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. We told you about the Bucks trading 33-year-old Chris Middleton to the Wizards for two players, Kyle Kuzma and former UWM star Patrick Baldwin. Today, the Bucks sent Baldwin and some cash to the San Antonio Spurs. That opened up a roster spot for Milwaukee, so they traded third-year man Marjon Beauchamp to the Clippers for Kevin Porter Jr., a 24-year-old point guard. Last night, the Bucks added Jericho Sims, a fourth-year center from the Knicks, for guard DeLon Wright. Meanwhile, the Bucks beat the Hornets last night in Charlotte, 112-102. That ended a four-game losing streak. Afterwards, Brooke Lopez talked about when he learned that the team had traded Chris Middleton.
So I wasn't aware of it until Doc mentioned it at a film session, so it definitely hit me as a shock. You know, I've known Chris for a long time now, you know, I've got to know him personally. So I had to fight from tearing up a little bit, honestly. You know, it's an emotional moment for me.
That's the Bucks' Brooke Lopez. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight with the wind dying down. Cold, though, low near 5 above. Increasing clouds for tomorrow, a high in the low 20s. Then a winter storm watch for several inches of snow late Friday night into Saturday. Highs in the low 20s. Currently 21 degrees.
The excitement.
Oh, he stones Brodzinski with a glove save.
The energy.
What's he going to do? He shoots and he scores.
The tradition.
You've got to understand history if you're ever going to write your own.
It's everything.
He scores. Badgers answer right back.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Sponsored by Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Econ Electric, and 8th Street Auto. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, streaming live and on the Civic Media app.
The Southwood County YMCA is a cause-driven nonprofit organization committed to enhancing our communities in spirit, mind, and body. Beyond serving as a fitness center, they prioritize youth development, healthy living, and social responsibility. The Y is an essential component of the community where they empower others to enhance a collective strength. Make unforgettable memories at the Southwood County YMCA. Experience the excitement of pool parties and adventure center parties. Check their availability and create a spectacular event that matters.
Jane Mattenair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, 2.5 weeks into the Trump administration, we're going to talk to Randy Manner, retired Major General from the U.S. Army, and get some of his impressions. Don't miss it.
Mattenair on air, weekday mornings at 10. You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Thank you. the supremely talented Steve Winwood back in the high life again. Hello and welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Seth Faces the Music, the show that will get you higher and higher, and you don't even need paraphernalia to help you out. We're going to be doing songs about high and higher today, so put down that bong, put down that glass pipe. You're not going to need them today. We're going to get high on life. So join me, won't you, as we face the music together. Up next, we have a band led by Mr. Lou Reed and company here with their song Head Held High. It's the Velvet Underground. Mama told me.
Yeah. you. I rode on a big white horse. Silver pistols at my side, carrying the flags of war. And I lost track of the man who fell in the cannon's roar. I never got over being a soldier. Once I was a tax man, collecting dollars and dimes. I heard the rich man grumble, I heard the poor man cry. Some feel good for the pain, we're put to the shackle and key. I never got over being a tax man. Once I was a ruler, about 12 inches long. Times me made a yardstick, a 36 inches high.
The great Nick Lowe, 36 inches high. And before that, we heard from The Undisputed Truth, Higher Than High, one of my favorite 70s funk bands. Stick around, everyone. We got lots more to come here on Seth Faces the Music today. Up next, we have one of the great voices of the 60s and the 70s and a little bit into the 1980s. I played him so much on that show, he really doesn't need an introduction. But stick around, one of his all-time greats is coming up next on WFHR.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Experience love on the air with WFHR and WIRI. Now through February 13th, tune in Monday through Friday for your chance to win an unforgettable Valentine experience. Romantic dinner for two, exclusive tickets to the Bachelors on Broadway show, a blissful couples massage, and a stunning gold bracelet. Make this Valentine's Day truly special by showering your loved one with exquisite gifts from our cherished locally owned businesses. All thanks to WFHR and WIRI. Don't miss out on this incredible opportunity to celebrate love on the air. Embrace the bold tartness of cranberries and experience their incredible health benefits. Honestly Cranberry offers unsweetened, shelf-stable, dried cranberries that are perfect any time of the year. With just 15 pieces, you'll receive the unique health benefits that are only found in cranberries without additional sugars, juices, or oils. The culinary possibilities are endless with your favorite baked goods, salads, oatmeal, or tea. Find amazing cranberries at your local favorites, Family Natural Foods, Richard's Liquors, and Ruby Reds. Heart the tart.
Somehow out here on the borders with our favorite few possessions, trading stories whispered round the fire. There's shadows in the searchlights, mugshots in the files, waiting in the camps behind the wire. Kick the door until it opens. What you have you cannot hold. We are young, forever hungry. You are fat and growing old. And every day you try to build a higher wall. We picked the leaves of coca, stacked the crates of cola. We wait upon the tables where you dine. And we learn from you not to accept the little that we're given, to take the piece of silver where we can. And clutching at these papers in another office line, we're staring from the darkness, upward windows filled with lights. And every day you try to build a higher wall, a higher wall. Every day you try to build a higher wall, a higher wall. Every day you try to build a higher wall, a higher wall. Every day you try to build a higher wall. In our town we used to pray to idols sent from far away. From out beyond the dusty days we heard your voices call. And in your town the streets are clean, the order stands, the sirens scream. You took a piece, vacation dreams, and reinforced the wall.
Model Army is the name of the band. Higher Wall was the name of the song. And before that, we opened up this set with Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell. Ain't No Mountain High Enough. Oh, I love that song. There's a great piano fill right in the middle. Earl Van Doren, one of the Funk Brothers, played that. Man, what a studio band that was. Up next on the show, we have a band that was named after three things, and they just kind of jumbled them up. Barclay, after the famous bank in England. James, after a man that used to sing with them. And Harvest, because they recorded some stuff in a barn at one point. Well, anyway, Barclay, James, Harvest, they're still going strong. I should say two bands that consider themselves a continuation are going strong. Yes, both made of former members. It's very confusing, but that has nothing to do with what we're doing right now. Here they are with Taking Me Higher.
Used to be a dreamer, but you know I found a better way.
Killing
Okay, so maybe one or two of the songs we're playing today may refer to drugs a little bit. That was High Times by Jamiroquai. Stick around, everyone. Lots more to come on Seth Faces the Music. Up next, we have the band that created a new kind of music when they mashed together rock and roll and folk music. They were very successful at it, and many of the musicians in the band went on to have very good careers afterwards. This song that we're going to be playing, though, very controversial and got them into a little bit of hot water. We'll find out what it is when we come back here on WFHR.
Locally grown radio, WFHR. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Concerns are being raised in the LGBTQ plus community, and lawmakers are paying attention. Brittany Merlot reports.
Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call has joined 14 other states in supporting gender-affirming care for trans kids. President Trump signed an executive order banning institutions that get federal money from providing trans folks under age 19 with puberty blockers, hormones, or surgery. Families and queer advocacy groups have filed lawsuits against the administration. Now, a coalition of attorney generals have stated that they'll protect access to care to the extent their state laws allow.
Healthy People Wood County has launched their new Community Health Improvement Plan. This is a roadmap for improving the health of Wood County residents over the next 3 years. Issues were identified in the community health assessment that was conducted in the county in 2024. This action plan will help build a healthier future for the community. You can find out more on their website, healthypeoplewoodcounty.org, or follow them on Facebook. El Cafe in Port Edwards is hosting a fundraising event next weekend for a local postman who suffered a tragic accident. The event on Saturday, February 15th, is from 2 to 6 p.m. at El Cafe. Funds raised will help Tony Perez. Tony was nearing retirement when a tragic accident left him a quadriplegic. His wife has had to leave the workforce to care for him 24/7, and they need help to make their home wheelchair accessible. You can enjoy delicious barbecued ribs on Saturday, February 15th, and help bring Tony home. You can dine in or take out from 2 to 6 next Saturday at El Cafe. Stickers for the Town of Rome transfer site will be sold in person at the transfer site on Saturday. You'll need the new windshield sticker starting on February 12th. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Connor Krieger. For your superhero fans and animation lovers, Invincible Season 3 has come out on Prime Video. It follows Mark Grayson, Stephen Yang, as an average teenager who discovers he's a son of the all-powerful Omni-Man. Soon after, he learns that he has powers too, when he finds out his father was actually sent to enslave the Earth and not protect it. He's forced to choose between humanity and family. The show has debuted with a 100% fresh critic score. Get all of Season 3 on Prime Video. The first trailer for Marvel's Fantastic Four, First Steps, has dropped, seeing Pedro Pascal as Reed Richards, Vanessa Kirby as Sue Storm, Joseph Quinn as Johnny Storm, and the Bears' Ebon Moss Bachrock becoming Ben Grimm, aka The Thing. It's a fast trailer that shows what you can expect from CGI to the cast as the characters. Check out the trailer on YouTube. Fantastic Four First Steps hits theaters July 25th of this year. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm at the movies, asking people if they'll switch seats with me for $574.
Here, take mine.
So what about $574 if you switch your home insurance to Allstate?
Eh, too much work.
Not if you call them. They handle the switching.
Now that's a plot twist.
Shh. Check Allstate first, and you could save hundreds on quality home insurance today. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Not available in every state. Based on the national average annual savings for new home insurance customers surveyed in 2023 who switched to Allstate and reported savings. Savings vary.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight with the wind dying down. Cold, though, low near 5 above. Increasing clouds for tomorrow. A high in the low 20s. Then a winter storm watch for several inches of snow late Friday night into Saturday. Highs in the low 20s. Currently 21 degrees.
Ready, set, go.
Get in the game and be heard with WFHR's Playmakers. Join us 5 to 6 Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We're here to take your calls, sports takes, and ramblings. We'll have breaking stories, game day conversations with players, coaches, and you. Nobody ever made a highlight from the sidelines. Join the team here at WFHR 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, 5 to 6 PM, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for WFHR's Playmakers.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
The argument from my former party has been, it's not the guns, it's mental health. Well, no worries, folks. Governor Evers has got you covered. He introduced a plan to put millions of dollars into mental health, particularly for young kids. And the Republicans in the chamber did not clap. If you can't be it for kids, then what the heck can you be for? Jeepers, criminy.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Open that conversation with this person that you disagree with so much by trying to find the shared value, the thing that you both actually agree about. Challenge yourself to keep bringing it back to the value that we agree on and maybe even the outcome that we wish to see. Go have the tough conversation, because you know what gets better with practice? Those tough conversations.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody, join us for a Super Bowl preview party with Brady Ewing and Mike Clemens, and also Peter Rapine gives us a humorous look at the week in review. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2.
sometimes you can't tell. But it's just as well, cause I'm walking on a high wire. High wire. I want someone to let me in. I'm stinking and I'm full of gin. There's no need to close the doors so fast. I'm very fragile, not built to last. Sometimes I don't know.
From their second album, Cargo, that was Ben at Work with High Wire. And before that, we heard from The Bird, spelled with a Y, 8 miles High. And I can't imagine why people thought that was a veiled drug song. I can't imagine why they would do that. Up next, we have a band that I actually have not played a lot on my show, and I'm not sure why. They're considered one of the great bands that started in the late 90s. They've continued to have a major influence on music since then. Here's a good one from their record, The Bends, Radiohead, High and Dry.
Still make love.
The song that he thought would be his comeback. The producer on that was Phil Spector. The singers were Ike and Tina Turner. River Deep Mountain High. Yes, Phil Spector tried to make a comeback in the late 60s after, quote-unquote, retiring from the music business. He later went on to be a creepy murderer, and that's fine. He didn't get a big comeback from this one. Well, that's going to do it for hour one of Seth Faces the Music this week. Stay tuned, everyone. After the break, we will be back with hour two, songs to make you higher and higher. And calm down. Don't drive anywhere after you listen. It might be dangerous.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Thomas Crapper Day, the guy that invented the toilet, and that's why they call it the crapper. This guy created a legendary device, the turlet,
yep.
And we rewarded him by naming said turds after this guy's last name. That wasn't the case for Phil Orgasm. That didn't stick. But for whatever reason, Tom Crapper, this is your day. Rejoice. We'll all have one in your honor.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
There are solutions to the rot in the Supreme Court, and it's a congressional binding code of ethics. There are solutions to the corruption. It's a constitutional amendment to declare that money isn't speech and corporations aren't people, and we can do this. These are things that Americans agree on no matter our party. We all know that presidents aren't kings.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself, surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
The argument from my former party has been, it's not the guns, it's mental health. Well, no worries, folks. Governor Evers has got you covered. He introduced a plan to put millions of dollars into mental health, particularly for young kids. And the Republicans in the chamber did not clap. If you can't be it for kids, then what the heck can you be for? Jeepers, criminy.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. FBI agents who worked on the investigations into President Trump are fearing for their jobs and their safety. More from CBS's Scott McFarlane.
They were part, under orders, of the investigation into January 6th, and that has metastasized into some form of a search for retribution that's going to fall on their shoulders.
A judge has blocked Trump's proposed buyout offer for federal employees. Jackie Simon with the American Federation of Government Employees is urging caution.
It's a very, very bad deal.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. FBI agents who worked on the January 6th investigation into Donald Trump are fearing retribution. CBS's Scott McFarlane spoke exclusively with an agent we are not identifying because he fears for his safety. Scott asked him what it was like to fill out the questionnaire about which cases he worked on.
Really demoralizing. Defeated. We all feel defeated. And really for nothing. We just don't have.